presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
December 17, 902 America, New York, the Kroger-Albertsons merger spotlights a popular private equity tactic. Albertsons wants to pay $4 billion to shareholders ahead of its proposed merger with Kroger, a move that would require the already debt-ridden company to borrow $1.5 billion.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 17, 8 o'clock America, New York, a pro-freedom medical oath. Yesterday, I published retired Dr. Ted Levy's critique of the Hippocratic Oath and the University of Minnesota Woke Oath. As promised, here is his suggested replacement, one that is much more consistent with freedom.
New York Times Business.
December 17, 535 America, New York, Twitter reinstates suspended accounts of several journalists. The brief bans, which came after Elon Musk had suggested the journalists were violating Twitter's rules on personal privacy, had alarmed free speech advocates.
Global Economy.
December 17, 502 America, New York, investors turn up to UN Nature Summit for the first time. Financial risks and opportunities in placing an economic value on plants and animals draw money managers.
BBC News Business.
December 17, 105 America, New York, energy discount phishing. Robbed of £25,000 in text scam. Victim support groups warn that scams targeting those looking to save money have soared.
Marginal Revolution.
December 17, 103 America, New York. What do think tanks think? From Richard Hanania and Max Abrams. Through the use of survey methods, the study presents the first systematic comparison of America-based international relations professors to think tank employees, TTEs, in terms of their preferred conduct of the United States in international affairs.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 17, 00 America, New York, Bob Iger vs. Bob Chapek, inside the Disney coup. The former Walt Disney Company chief executive undermined and then succeeded the man he had handpicked to lead the entertainment giant. Mr. Chapek told friends that Mr.
Global Economy.
December 17, 00 America, New York, EU's trading partners claim world-first carbon tax as protectionist. Brussels' planned levy faces criticism from U.S., China and African nations.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 17, 00 America, New York, could the key to widespread EV adoption be less range? Battery packs that could charge in the same amount of time it takes to fill up at a gas station could be key to making electric vehicles more affordable than gas cars.
Global Economy.
December 17, 00 America, New York, My 12 Feet Money Movies of Christmas. Films that could spark a conversation about finance with your children.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 16, 2307 America, New York, Two Simple Plans Layoffs. The self-driving trucking company plans to cut potentially at least half of its workforce next week, as it scales back efforts to build and test autonomous truck driving systems.
Daily FX Market News.
December 16, 2245 America, New York, S&P 500 tumble versus EURUSD breakout. What can holiday liquidity achieve this week? Despite the depth of major event risk this past week, there wasn't a clear reconciliation for bearing behind risk assets like the S&P 500 nor the dollar. We are heading into a well-known liquidity drain over the coming week, but congestion patterns like those from EURUSD are likely to find at least a break, if not a trend.
Marginal Revolution.
December 16, 2155 America, New York, Avatar, The Way of Water. The sequence of the last hour is quite good, but there is not enough movie packed into what came before. The villains are cartoonish, and the protagonists feel like generic aliens. Dramatic tension is weak throughout. Cinematic references include to the Poseidon Adventure, Titanic, Frankenstein vs.
Daily FX Market News. December 16, 2100 America, New York, British Pound Forecast, GBP pummeled by bow rate split and strikes. The British pound is under pressure going into the weekend after yesterday's bow rate hike indecision left traders unimpressed.
BBC News Business.
December 16, 1929 America, New York, train strikes to disrupt weekend before Christmas. People are being advised not to travel on the railways as workers continue strikes on Saturday.
New York Times Business.
December 16, 1925 America, New York, virtual reality pioneer is leaving Meta. John Carmack, who was chief technology officer of Oculus, which Meta bought, is departing the company. John Carmack, a virtual reality pioneer, has been critical of how Meta is trying to shift into the metaverse.
BBC News Business.
December 16, 1907, America, New York. Why is Elon Musk spending his time on Twitter, not on the mission to Mars? Friends and colleagues say his plans may be hard to predict, but they wouldn't bet against him.
Daily FX Market News.
December 16, 1900, America, New York, Australian dollar outlook. US dollar roars back to life. The Australian dollar got dusted after the US dollar regained its ascendancy amid central bankers reiterating their hawkish stance after a series of hikes. Will AUD, USD go lower?
The crude oil trader.
December 16, 1617, America, New York, stock indexes rejected at resistance signal another correction. Stocks struggled with overhead resistance for the past week. While seasonal trends usually favor a year-end rally, this year's rally may already have finished. January will be the month to watch.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 16, 1435, America, New York. Which conspiracy theories should you believe? The Chinese government engages in all sorts of conspiracies. They conspire to deny the reality of the Uyghur concentration camps. They conspire to deny the crimes of Mao.
Marginal Revolution.
December 16, 1306, America, New York, Babel, an arcane history. So far a spectacularly good book, call it speculative fiction broadly in the vein of Susanna Clarke. Plus she has written many other books. Plus she is only 26 years old. Plus she is getting a Ph.D. from Yale in Asian languages and literatures. I am far from finished, but so far this is one of my favorites of the year.